We're holding it's a machine yodal sif hey. We did the shulchan aruch. We have to do the mishabura. Mishabura sif katan chav. Yeah, that sounds right. So the case over here was we have this chavis, and you want to put in this straw, a hollow tube, to use it to take out the wine, and it's not considered you're doing a tikkun and a kli, or a tikkun in the kana. They're making the kana usable because that's what the kana, that's you do with these kana. That's what you do with these tubes. It's not considered making a kli by making it usable.
Excuse me, before I forget, Rav Paltiel Kahana.
What is that?
Paltiel Kahana.
Paltiel Kahana, okay, thank you. Okay. Come welcome near the Osho Liskoy Hete, but Chazaka, you say this, Yeshua Mashum Gemar Malach. But to attach it, in a way which is going to be permanent, that's going to be considered a Gemar Malacha. So that would be a problem. Now, if you're putting it in just temporarily and you can take it out afterwards, that really is not a problem. That's not the point. The point is, fine. That's only the case. You go ahead and because I'll be saying this. It's Gemar Malacha. Pasha. The point is because now it's you made it usable to stay there. So they bring over here from the Chazon Ish that if a derech, but Eretz, when they put this kana in, they're putting it through the wall of the chavis. It really made that many times that the chavis really wasn't usable afterwards. You would use it to pour out all the wine, and that was it. You take the kana afterwards and use the kana for something else. That's obviously not a problem, even if you attach it tightly, because you're going to be taking it out shortly thereafter. So you can't really call it a gemar malacha. Unless you bring some Chazon Ish. Okay. And then they get involved over here.
What was or wasn't usable?
The chavis. Sometimes. And he wasn't leaving there in the chavis to reuse it multiple times. The kana, he's not leaving the kana in the chavis to use it multiple times because the chavis many times was not usable afterwards. Fine. So they get involved over here in Rishon Zalman says that the logic behind this because you're making a tikkun in the chavis the ma'aser that now the chavis has this spout which a usable spout that's the yisur. So he suggests even if you're taking it out afterwards even though it's temporary but you added a whole other level of function dimension of function to the chavis which wasn't there beforehand. So if it just goes in and out, so it's not really not a real tikkun in the chavis. You attach it to the chavis, so you added a level of function to the chavis that wasn't there beforehand. So that is what the yisur is. Okay. Now he said, even though it was never there beforehand.
What even though?
Even though the kana was not there before Shabbos. So we should be concerned that maybe it's not going to fit, and he might then whittle it or whatever it is, do something to make it fit. No, we're not going to.
That would be a
malach
to
it. It would be a tikkun to make it fit. You mean misakin to make it more functional? That from the Rambam we see this idea that because I weren't afraid that you're going to do a tikkun in the kana, I'm going to have to assume that the logic was because the kana was not so significant enough that they would feel a need to in the sakana. They'll use it as is and that's it. Okay. Then, however, with the case of the hadas, so you would take the hadas leaf. Or you take this leaf and you would roll it up and make it into a tube. So that's a form of tikkun in the hadas leaf, which you're changing it from just being a leaf to being a tube. So then that was, so Mechaber said it's also. Then the remorse of the yesh materim.
Also for a wine bar.
Yeah, also for the wine bar. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's going to function like a spout. Then the Ramah brought along Yesh Matirim Afila Ba'ola Shal Hadas, but it said Ramakim Sheish Loi Harbe Ketumim Bein Loch Hashem Yikta. So this is a Gemara. The Gemara says that this issur of putting the Hadas is a Gemara. So the Mechaber learns the problem is that you're going to, it's a tikkun kli. You're making a tikkun kli with the you're making the hadas into a kli, the olah hadas into the kli. The Rosh learned that the problem was because you might there's a gzer you might be kaitim it. So if there are many ketumim, so then there's not a gzer. So that's the matirin.
The matirin.
The matirin yesh matirin. The Ramah brings that there's a matirin which say that you're allowed to use the olah shel hadas. I to Gemara says that it's also. So they understand that the issue is not because, like the Machaber understood, Ketikon Kli. It's not. It's such a flimsy type of a mice. It's not considered a Ketikon Kli. Salamai, what? What's the problem? Why the Mor says also? Because there you're going to take off a leaf from the tree to do this. So then they were Mechadish in a scenario where that's not a Gezerah because there are multiple leaves available which already have been removed from the tree. So then they didn't answer it. The Mechaber Shekos of Tama Yisrib Neshin Yerik Oysa Marzev Ramo Masayim the Ein Loch Hashem Yikdom. So this Mechokos in the Mechaber and the Ramo, what is the Isser is who plukta da Meroi B'Gemor. Really it's Mechokos in the Gemor itself. Chalom Tama Yisrib Neshem Yasa Marzev Mechad Omer Gzeira Hashem Yikdom Ha'olam Ina Onuf Litna V'Chobis. Okay, so the Gemara itself brings this machlokes. What is the issue? Is the issue because you might make a marasev out of it? Or the issue is because you might take it off the tree? Ramina my ben Adam, what's an afghanity in the two shitas? The katim umanchi. Hanashayullah harbik tumim uchonim erb shabbos is that they already were cut off the tree and they're ready to use. Okay. So now, if they're manchi, which means that they're ready to use, but the mandamar the mishum marzev also apachei gavna mandamar shem yikta mishjari pasuk rosh matur to mandamar shem yikta. And the mishmar points out if there's only one which is katum, there's harbe. If there's only one which is katum, we're afraid that there is a gzeira because that one, you know, many times ends up being not usable. You need a new one. So the gzeira of that you might be kaitim applies, and there's only one which is kaitim already. Okay. Sif Vav. Fine. Sif Vav. Mutar lahati zrosh hachovis b'sayif. So the person wants to take, he wants to break through the top of the chavis and knock off the whole top of the chavis with a sword. So to remove the contents, so that's not considered binyan because it's not really a reusable opening. So it's not binyan like we had before. Making a pesach yofa is also in the chavis. It's not considered stira. Are you breaking the kli? So the Mishnah Berurah will say we're going like they were talking about, like we said in the beginning, saying by kli gerua. So kli gerua, there's no din of stira. The law of the pesach mechaven kimitchem meisa roisha. You're not trying to make a specific, very very functional opening. You're just ripping off the whole top. Avlanaka b'tzida, but to make a opening a hole on the side. Bein shel chavis, bein shel megufa. Whether you're making the hole in the side of the barrel, whether you're making the hole in the side of the cover would go over the top and go over the sides. And at some point, it would have some height above the barrel. So the megufa was on top of it. It could be sealed with tit. You can make a hole in the side of the megufa and use that to pour out of. So you could do that as well. So you can't do that on Shabbos. Also, you can't do that. Even if you use a spear, which is not making this very nice, tidy holes, making this jagged opening, it's still awesome. So I should argue that that's mutter. It's still awesome. Why? The kiven the havi mitzida, since it's on the side. Vada the pesach mechaben. If your goal was just to get everything out and not to have it reusable, you would have taken off the top. The fact that you're making a hole and not taking off the whole top, whether removing the magufa or chopping off the whole top, is indicative of the fact that you want to use this multiple times. So that's a Pesach. So, and that's also, so you're making a Pesach, you can make a Pesach and the Kli on Shabbos. Okay. Now, Malika HaMagufa L'Ma'ala Mutter, if you make a hole in the Magufa on top, not on the side, but on top, that's Mutter. The Lab of Pesach Makaban, even though you're making a hole, just rip up the whole thing, right? No, so if I'm making a hole as well as ripping up the whole thing, it's a rhyme doing a Lepesah Mechaben, which is also. No, that's mutter. Why? Lepesah Mechaben, Shein Derech Lasses, Pesach Lamala, El Noita Kola Magufa. That wasn't a normal thing to do. So we don't believe that if the person's goal was a Pesach, it's not a usual, a good place to make the Pesach, because things can fall once there's an opening on top, things will fall in, dirt and etc. will fall in. So you don't put a Pesach on top. So even though normally you would remove the whole the gufa, we don't say the fact that he's making a hole is indicating he's trying to make a Pesach. He just, whatever reason, he decides he wants to do this. But if he makes a hole on the side, his goal is to make a Pesach, and it's a tikkun in the Kli that you're making a usual Pesach in the Kli, which is a problem. Okay, Chav Gimel, Mutter Lehatnis. Then Binyan Mister B'Kelim. It's a reason why it's Mutter, because it's not considered Bain, it's not considered Tzoyser, because it's a Kelim. We said before that if it's a Kli Gomer, there is a problem of Binyan Nistira. We're going to learn that it's talking about a Chavas Geruah, what's that what I'm looking for? Inferior Chavas. Shemadubak Shvareah Bezefes. Veloy B'Shleim. The Chavas wasn't a Chavas Shleim. It's a case of a Chavas which is broken, and they decided to glue it together with Zephis. And they're using it. So that, which can grow some ice to start with, and taking it apart, you're breaking up a garnished. Okay, now, however, if all you're doing is just removing the cover, you're not breaking the Kli at all. So we don't look at the Magufa and the Kli as one unit. That therefore, when I break off the seal from the Magufa to the Chavis, I'm making a new opening. The seal which we have over there, the tit, whatever it is not considered like it, it's a Mevatel opening. And therefore, you're not really doing anything at all. You're just taking off the cover. So that's Mutter. Feel the Chavis Shleim is Shari. Lamikri Shvira, Kimon Shein Mechuberis, the Chavis. The Magufa is not considered Mechuber to the Chavis. And therefore, you're not breaking the Kli. Even though the Kli is a Kli Shalem, it's not considered breaking the Kli when you take it off. So here would be the place to talk about bottle caps, but let's finish off Mishnah Berurah. So he wants to chop off the whole top. So the case again, so it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that the case over here was that he was breaking into the Kli. He was, the Magufa was on top, and he's cutting off a slicing off part of the chavis itself to get it to open it up, right? So, so that's only mutter by a kli garua, by kli which is not garua, kli shalem. That's going to be also because you're being searched of the kli. Besides, saif is made for killing, and that's the kli shalat al yisur, kli shalat al yisur, the mutter the talta the sarakufa. So why is this mutter to do this? Because the law of the Pesach Mechavim. Allah harkiv moitzes vaseh, shiuchel mekal likha masha besoicha. You want to have a nice wide opening to get out easily what's inside. Now, bedavka kishu ois zeh b'bnei ha'orchim. Come to know along your rabbi says that this heter, the maisa, is only in the case we're doing it for Urchim. Now, why is that? Because the Rambam says that the reason why you're doing this, like why is the guy doing this? Like, it's like, you know, it's a He-Man, you know, macho thing to break open your, like, take off the cover. So when you have Urchim, your goal is, I want to show my Urchim, I'm really serious about giving you, you know, feeding you nicely. So I just, like, rip off the thing, you know, I take the whole thing out, ready to go. If you just take off the cover, it sounds like you plan to take some out and put the cover back on. Over here, I'm ripping open the whole thing. I'm showing them that my goal over here is to feed you nicely, get everything out. I don't care. I'm not really planning to reuse the chametz. So that shows you that your goal is not a Pesach. If there's no Arkham there, I don't know why you're doing this. You want to take a psalm. You have to break open a cover. It's like, you know, instead of taking off the cover, like, you know. So I don't know. You cannot say definitively la the pesach mechaber. Okay. Now, when water am ken likroya ha'or me'al pi chavish shayayin. Let's say you had covered your chavish shayayin with a leather covering on top. And it was sealed on, it was glued on, or something of that sort. And you want to rip it off. So that's mutter. So even though kareya, even though it's a kilkel, so we should argue that kareya, not amanas to reuse it, it's a malach of kareya, we're not lamet as malachas. I'm ripping the leather. I'm not planning to reuse it, so it's a mekalkel. But also with rabbanon. But the tzarech, to get out oichlim, the food, because our matter. So that's mutter. However, if you tear it open in such a way that you're creating a spout, so there's a tikkun kli taking place over here. So it's not a makalka, it's a tmetaka. So that's not mutter. So you cannot open it in such a way. You could open it, because all are going to be matter, the isser of makalka, the sarakhoicha. But not in a case where it's done in a way of tikkun. So basically, combined with what we discussed before, so the person wants to take off the top of a yogurt container so he can take it off. Person wants to, leaving out the issue of words, let's say there was no words on it, right? He wants to rip it in the middle, also mutter. He wants to make it in a nice way, he makes it usable to get the yogurt out more easily, that would be a problem. That would be a reference of tikkun, that would be off. So the good old milk cartons, right, which for my Israelis for sure is not the gaya, but even for it's more like orange juice cartons nowadays than it is milk cartons. And even that is becoming a thing of the past, right? So to rip open the top in a way which is not really functional would be fine, but to make that spout would be awesome because you're making a usable spout. That's what Mersha said. Mersha said that container, since it's made to be able to turn upside down, etc., not that's considered your mavata, the opening originally, which was there beforehand. And now you're making an opening. But it's done in a way which is just there tilka, it'll be mutter to get the milk. But if you do it in a way that it's going to have a spout, that'll be a problem. Okay. I will not commit tzidah. The neck of a reu is a pesach l'chavis. The hole is going to be a pesach to the chavis. It's an access point. That's a pesach. So the neck of kavnas and also l'hachlas l'hoitzi. So if its purpose is l'hachlas, we said before that a pesach deraisa is also l'hachlas l'hoitzi. It has to be able to take let in and take out. If it's a small opening, you really can't use it l'hachlas l'hoitzi. A larger opening, you could. So a larger opening would be that could be a malach of the rice. A smaller opening, which is not also lahachlus hotzi, gam ken also mitrabanan. Bein b'magufa, bein b'chavis. So that's going to be also whether you're making this opening in the magufa, whether you're making the opening in the chavis itself. Elo the ishchilik b'nei. Then in magufa in also b'nekav kizel k'shoyse b'nekav mitzira shel magufa. Making a hole on the top of the magufa is mutter, like we said, the mechaber says later at the end of the ziv. Okay, a mechaber's aser kolmakam shayse benekev, mashenaka shagnar b'tzida mishum magufa nak. If wherever you make the hole, the ma'aser that's a pesach, so it's a pesach in the chavis, it's going to be problematic.
But the chavis, I don't understand. The chavis has a top. I thought the magufa is on the top.
So, you're asking me a good question. I would love to tell you that I know the Matzias of a Chavis. Right? I'm assuming he's talking about a case of a Chavis which did have a top to it. Uh-huh. So he's saying you cannot make a hole on the top. That would be a problem.
There's some other reason why a Chavis is worse. It's not just that it's...
Because by the Magufa, the Derech is just to remove the whole Magufa. So, when you... When, when, So when I'm doing something distinct from that, I have to figure out what's my goal. So I say, Minatzad, I have a rye what your goal is. But on top, I have no idea what you're doing. You're talking weird. Okay, but so what's the mutter? Whereas if the chavis was had a cover on it, was part of it, was it had a top to it as well. So maybe it is normal to make an opening over there. It would be considered, you know, he is being mechavan l'shem Pesach. So he said the problem of the Pesach mechavan, the ain't of mechavan the Pesach el harki mitzayayin, ha'yolay of teches magufa. If he's made a hole in the side, we say his goal is get out the wine. So just not to make a reusable functional spout which you can pour out. Just like make get everything out type of a thought process. So take off the cover. So he said people don't make a Pesach on top of the in the Magufa. Okay. So now, then he said over here that to make a hole in the Magufa Lamal is mutter, I feel the Chavis Shleim Ashori. Even though the Chavis is the Chavis Sholem, it doesn't make a difference because you're not affecting the Chavis. Shein Magufa Kibra the Chavis, Kanal Basiv Katan Chav Gimel. So the Kuliyama is mutter, I feel the Shleim in the Orchid. The hole on top doesn't need Orchid. We're saying over here that it's clear that his goal is not the Pesach to the point that even without Orchid, that would be true. Okay.
What is not even starting working?
Now the
having intention to make a petach.
When you make the hole on top of the magufa, nobody makes a hole on top of the magufa.
Boring a hole.
They don't make a pesach. Right? Yeah, they don't make a pesach there. So, seem like without the archim, still that we obviously this is not his point. Now, the one thing though, which the Sharatzian adds over here, that based on the Shabur back in Sivkot and Chavov, he says that the Inyan Meguva in also element in like a sheer Nakamitziras on Meguva, Nakav Lamala is Mutter. That's talking about. If you make a large opening on the magufa on top, so this is we're contrasting the difference between the magufa, the top and the side. That's all talking about a neck of katan, which is only minrabonon. So they said on top is mutter, but a neck of gadol, which is also lahachas lahoitzi, you can use it for both. They also but you're not mechab l'shem pesach, so. I'll explain that in a second. It's also in Rabbanim. Now, so let's explain. Deck of Gadol. Now, you have to explain something over here. If we're saying, why is it only in Rabbanim? Why isn't the rice? Pesach, which also lahakas al-Hoitz, is the rice. So you say, well, you're not Machab in the Shem Pesach. Okay. So, but you made a Pesach. That's like Dabashan, that's secretion. The type of a sword, Malach Hashem Nesigul Gufa, right? So, it sounds like he means it's Xerim in Rabbanim. Why is it only Xerim Rabbanan? This is it's you mamash made a Pesach. So there's interesting Maga Mishnah, which we discussed once. We'll see it again later on. Maga Mishnah comes along and says a fascinating thing. He says that when we were discussing tikkun, making certain tikkunim in something, if it's that's not going to be its function, it's not really a tikkun. So it says the mashal. The Gemara says a person goes over to a piece of wood which is not attached to the ground, and he takes off a splinter to use as a toothpick. He's chayv the rice that he made a toothpick because before it was not functional. Now it's functional. He has a toothpick to use. Let's say you just rip off a piece of wood off the thing because you're playing with it. He says it's nothing. It's not a loshen hazir gufa. Even the Rama says that he's going to the Rama. The Rama loshen hazir gufa is chayv. I should argue, listen, you made a toothpick, just you don't need it for a toothpick. He says, no, a splinter is not a toothpick, that's it. When you decide to make it a toothpick, it's a toothpick. If you have no intent to use it as a toothpick, it's a splinter, it's not a toothpick. Sometimes, I made a toothpick, I'm not using it as a toothpick. Every splinter really is a toothpick waiting to be used. That's not true. It's not a toothpick. So he says, when it comes to these type of things, he discusses it, the guy be... putting a metal kli, putting hot water and then cold water, so it's a problem with tziruf. Says if your goal is to mitzaref it, to strengthen it, so it's tikkun on the kli. If you couldn't care less about it, it's already been strengthened before, etc. So it's upshot. Really, you're mitzaref the kli. Emelo, you did a tikkun, but you don't care. He says no, that's not true. It becomes insignificant to the person to the point. It's not loch shenisikul legufa. It's nothing. So if I have a Pesach, I came over here and I made a Pesach. So what am I doing? I am changing this kli that now has an access point, which is a very nice usable access point. I can use it to take things in, put things in, take things out, etc. I can add wine, I can take out wine. Wow, I mamash did a tikkun over here. I have no intent to use it for that purpose. So he said, you have a Pesach, just not for the purpose of a Pesach. So the point is, I'm saying, no, it's not a Pesach. If you tell me the nature of people, they don't make a Pesach on the Megufa and Dap, because it's not a logical place to make it, because things are going to fall into the whole Milo Megufa, the thing shouldn't fall into your barrel. You're making a hole there. You basically undermine the whole Milo of the Megufa. Dirt's going to fall into your barrel. So nobody would do that. So it's not the same Pesach. So even though I made it larger as the Hachz Lohoitzi, it cannot be the rice. That's it. Okay, so now, bottle caps. Okay, so the first thing which we need to clarify is what are we discussing our issue? Is this an issue in the bottle, or is it an issue in the bottle cap? So the issue is not on the bottle. The bottle cap is distinct enough from the bottle that it's not that the bottle is chaser an opening. When you put the bottle cap on top, it's not like the case of the let's say the milk carton, which Ramosha says when you seal it, there was an opening there beforehand. But when you seal it in something like we had before. If you soysim the original neck up to the point that it could support the weight of the whole thing, so that's considered a steam amalia. So it's like the hole isn't there anymore. He says the fact that the nature of the bottle cap is it's made to screw on and screw off. Right, so it's clearly that it's looked at as something distinct. Remember we had, we had the Mishnah Berurah discussed the issue of screwing something. So the Magen Aram Shin Yud Gimel, right? That if you screw something in, it's considered like taka. So Magen Aram says, okay, so I have an interesting question. So if you screw on the cap onto your pickle jar, right? So the hurry, it's taka. Mamash, you did a tikkun l'kli. He said, obviously that's not true. It's made to go on and go off. That's not considered that you attach it to the kli and you take it apart. You're breaking it off of the kli. That's not the issue. So the issue is not the bottle. The bottle is fine. The bottle is wonderful. You're not doing any tikkun on the bottle. The issue is the cap. Right. So what's the issue with the cap? The issue with the cap is that the cap is a kli, which is it's a kli. It has you to telling a purpose of going on and off your bottle to allow you to take liquid out and then put it back on to keep the fizz in or keep it, you know, clean, dry, shouldn't spill, whatever, right? And then open up again, etc. That's the purpose of a bottle cap. The question is that when the bottle cap is still attached to the ring on the bottle, which prevents it from going on and off, so it means the bottle cap is not really usable yet as a function of a bottle cap. It has the function of keeping it closed, but a bottle cap does much more than just keep something closed. It allows you to open and close it. And the ability to open and close it is only added when you remove the ring. So it comes out that there's a tikkun in the bottle cap by removing the ring. That's the issue. But, so Shoshana Zalman was machalik between metal bottle caps and plastic bottle caps. So the way they make the metal bottle caps is they actually put a piece of metal on top and the stamping machine just stamps it out. So mamash, it never was a functioning cap beforehand at all. So it's a piece of metal. And the process of allowing it to go on and off is not going to be nigmar until you actually take it off later on. It says, whereas the plastic caps are actually formed beforehand. And they're ready to use as a plastic cap to go on and off. So how do you get it on? There's a machine which has tremendous force, which forces it on because it's a little bit small. Right? It forces it on, etc. So he held that it was considered that it was nigmar of the kli beforehand, and therefore you're not really adding any function to it. And that's Rosh Hashanah Zalman's argument. The Oysim hold that's true that it was usable before, If you are the person who has the strength of this machine to force on and off every time, you can make a new. But since most people can't do that, it's not really usable for the function of going on and off until you take off the ring. So taking off the ring on Shabbos is a tikkun in the bottle cap, which would be usur. So we said, but it's a tikkun, significant tikkun. So we say yesh binyan mistir b'kalim. So that's the issue with bottle caps. Now the issue with cans, opening a can, is a fascinating thing. Is a can considered a kli gerua or not? That's the shaila. So the case over here of halacha is that it's intrinsic, physically it's a kli gerua. It's the same binyan mistir b'kalim. So I'm not doing anything to it because it's already broken to start with. I live in a society which the can, with for all of its abilities and strength and ability to keep it shomer for, you know, they found cans out of the Titanic, which they took open and they found that the food inside was safe. It had kept it, you know, without, you know, so it, I mean, that, you know, that's a lot of years already, right? But the mice, you're going to throw the can out as soon as you open it up. So the question is, can the attitude of the society towards this kli make it a kli gerua? That's not a significant tikkun of making the use of, you're making a hole, so you're doing stir in the can, or possibly if the can is considered sosum, because each hole is considered sosum, and it's tikkun, it's making an opening. Because I can't get anything out until I make the opening, so I'm doing a tikkun and making an opening. So it's either the problem is stir or the problem is tikkun. But the shaila is it a kli gerua or not? So Moshe's tshuva has a long tshuva where he argues that the attitude of society that this is something which is this which we're going to discard and it's disposable makes it into a kli gerua, and therefore he brings his raya's are from a shnayis and mesetas kalim. Like that's the places where you're building up the sugya is there the case of mesetas kalim of a kli which was made to that a woven type of lulav leaf type of thing you would put around the dates which hadn't ripened totally, and you would weave around it and you would seal it totally so it would keep the warmth in and it would help it ripen. And the way you would open it up is you'd rip it open and throw it away. So it's not makabel tumah because it's not considered a kli. So something which is made to rip open and throw away is not considered a kli. So that's his, you know, he brings a few rise those type of mishnayos where you see this concept that a disposable item is not considered a kli. So clearly it's a kli gerua, so you can't say binyan mistir b'kalim. So no problem, no problem. That being said, we said over here, even in the scenario of a kli gerua, you can't make a pesach yafa. So a pesach yafa, which is made for multiple usage, and it's done in a very metukendik way, is also anyway, even in a kli gerua.
But this is, but a can is not the muscle because if it's soda, for example, you know, you're going to lose all the seltzer. I mean, it's
so now the question is, when you have, so the engineers came along and they made this opening over here. They score it. That is, the pop top takes it off at a specific spot. Now the reason why that is done because the engineers worked out that that's the right size to allow you to take the soda out, let the air go in to get the soda out. So is that considered a Pesach Yafa or not? So this seems to be a big discussion amongst the poskim. So maybe that itself, the fact that it's l'hachaz l'hoitzi, because the more it clearly says letting air in and taking out something is called l'hachaz l'hoitzi, more so by the case of the lul, shatana garnim, the point is you take out the hevel and you let in the good air. Mm. So the poskim assume if you make a hole large enough that you can let air in and take out the liquid, so some poskim assume that's l'hachaz l'hoitzi. So l'hachaz l'hoitzi could be considered a pesach, and it's dafka done in a certain way, in a certain shape, in a certain size, because that's the best way to do it. Maybe that has a different pesach yafa, even though it's not for multiple usages, in the sense that you're not going to keep it afterwards. So this is a discussion amongst the poskim. My feeling is it's a problem. I think the can, you can throw the can out. So I think it's a problem. So I think you opening up the pop top of a soda can, I think, is a problem. It could be Pesach Yafa, Hachzal Hoitzi could be Zidaraisa. So it would be fascinating. You're talking about possibly Shashan Zidaraisa opening such a can. That's what I think. There's definitely people who disagree with me and say that it's mutter. So it's one of those, you know.
But if you're at home, you've got a can, you could put a hole in the bottom. Does that work?
So the idea of putting a hole in the bottom, or let's say you have let's work backwards. So let's say I forgot to open my Ketem grape juice bottle, the 32 ounce bottles. So the top, the piece on top, say the metal ones, it's not a kli yet. That's what Shlomo Zalman's arguing, not a kli. So putting a hole in there is not being sorcerer a kli. So for sure that's mutter. So if I want to, I can puncture with a nail. Kli shemalat the lizer, the sar kufa sar mukaymai, right? So I made a hole in it. Now when I take it off, it's not a usable cap. It has a hole in it. So it wasn't a kli to start with. There's no stira involved by putting the hole there. A, and B, when I take it off, it doesn't become a kli. So that's for sure good, leaving out words. If it's a plastic cap, so as much as the poskim who are matter taking it off hold it's a kli, so I want to be machmer and say that they're wrong. Well, maybe they're right, and then you're being sorcerer a kli. Right? So you just, we have a kli gomer, it's a very nice functional kli. There's an issue of steer mekela. So it's not so posh. Now I get to a can.
What's the kli gomer, the cap?
The cap. Now I get to a can. So the larger bottles have words all over them. So let's forget it. You get involved in the words issue. So when I get to a can, so the Chazon Ish held that once it's sosim, it's always kli. So he says I don't have a problem putting a hole in it. You know, in a way that's sosim. Right. The best ace with a can. Is, well, let's say soda can, is to say, but like, you know, like a, you have, you know, a food can, is if you open it with the can opener, you open it halfway. So you haven't made a good use of the Pesach, because it's only half open and there's this sharp edge of metal there. So now you can take out the contents and you haven't done anything wrong. So if it was not a kli, you didn't make it into a kli, because this is not really a real tikkun. If it was a kli, you know, but you didn't break it, because right. You're just adding another level of function, getting it out, but not in a good way. It's not a real tikkun. Mm-hmm. So you haven't done anything wrong over there. So that's the best eitzah, is to open the tuna can halfway and take out the tuna. Mm-hmm. So then you know what time is Mincha? I mean, what time are we holding? I guess is a better question.
So I think I told you about this. When my son was at Kol Torah, I asked him to ask Shlomo Zalman about the pop top.
Yeah.
He asked Rav Neubert. The same thing, I guess. He said, Omeid Lekach. Which I understand that.
What?
He said, Omeid Lekach. If it's Mutter, I can't help you. I don't understand it either.
Isn't it the same as the cover of the Chavis? We're saying it's separate things are made to be taken on and off.
Yeah, the problem over here, it's only scored. It never was detached. So that you're doing a real tikkun, because it was the magufa was detached. You never really changed it by attaching it. That's like putting the foil on top of the orange juice, or on top of the yogurt. Okay, it's all good here.